Ubuntu Radio is here today with my main man, my main money man, Mr. James James Muhammad. I met this gentleman at a job we had 2015, 2016, somewhere around there.
Yes.
An IT recruiting job. Sometimes there's some spare time in between trying to call people, let them know that we got this job for you or you're interested in doing something like this. And I found out that he was a thespian. Him and Ellen, they're both, you know.
Fancy word for actor.
So he's an actor, among
okay,
other things.
Okay, European discover. Word for actor, sure.
He's a thespian. And so we would riff. We would riff back and forth on the computer about silly, stupid-ish. Because every now and again, I like to get in those modes where I just let my creativity flow. So we were supposed to do something like this 2 years ago.
Yes, and now it's here. That's good. That's
no, like, brother, hey. Brother, people always late with...
Brother, that,
they
yeah,
always
we
late.
We
they
black,
always
late.
But we're here. We're here.
That's right.
We're here right now. I don't know where we're going, but we're going to just riff for the next 45 minutes. So again, Ubuntu Radio is here with Mr. James Muhammad. He is now a teacher.
Okay, I like that.
I'm sorry. So you and Fishburne. You and Fishburne. That's right. You
That's
Lawrence
right.
now.
See,
you Lawrence now.
No, I could lay claim to being like Martin Lawrence's cousin because my middle name is Lawrence.
You team light skin.
But since we are talking about thespians, indeed, yes.
We'll get into that.
My stage name would be Jay Lawrence. That's right. Jay
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
J-A-E. There's already the Jennifer Lawrence. Don't you think there's going to be a little confusion?
No, nope.
SAG is not going to have issues with
although
that?
Although I've been mistaken for Caucasian at times from two black parents, although I've been asked that as well. Both of your parents black? I'm like, come on, really?
Well,
like,
I mean, you're from? Light enough where back in the ancestry, some white man took liberties
oh, yes,
with somebody.
Oh, yeah, great-great-great-grand.
Somebody took liberties
father,
with somebody.
Caucasian.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. From where? Where's the heritage? Where's it? Where?
VA,
the,
Virginia.
Virginia. Was it
yes,
Jefferson?
Sir.
Was it Thomas? Do you have claim
man.
To Monticello?
Okay, hold on real quick because, okay, actually I'm from Charlottesville where all that went happened.
So
that
we
went
can
down.
Start there. So you're from that part of the world.
From
so were you surprised?
Place. I was surprised probably at the level of consciousness that the city, or at least someone, what's my man's name? Bellamy.
Okay.
Had at least to try to get that whole conversation and get them to try to make moves and take action.
Is Charlottesville divided like a lot of southern cities are, literally like across a train track? Like, is it that stark? Are there some place, like you were told, you knew even as a resident, I ain't going there at night. Is it like that?
Not in my coming up. That I realized, no, I don't think it was. However, yes, it did kind of silently exist. You know what I mean? Because there's little areas there you could go to and you'd be like, this is still like, you would think you was in the 50s. You wouldn't walk into a spot, a diner in the 50s.
You're the only bro.
Yeah, right. I was like, really?
And everybody
that's
looks
still
and
there?
The chair is like,
now as light as I am too now, and I'm feeling like,
so
unwelcome. So yes, sir, that probably still existed. What, it was like 2 or 3 weeks before there, it was a Klan rally that they had about 2 or 3 weeks prior to that whole thing. I believe because that didn't get as much attention as they had hoped. I figured they were trying to boost the whole spotlight that whole situation. And then, you know, he rallied and got enough, you know, and garnered enough support for them to do something. Then, in my opinion, the Confederate flag, that type of symbol, shouldn't even offend black people right now in this time, day and age. If anything, if they want to be taken offense of or offended by anything, it should be their slave master's name that they've been wearing 400 years plus.
'Cause on something you said early, you said we shouldn't really give a shit about the Confederate flag, but be focused on the fact that every day that we're walking around, everything you sign, everything you do, piece of property you own, any paper that has your name, your identity on it, is a reflection of your slave, You're James Muhammad. Is Muhammad your family's last name, or is that something that you chose?
That's actually something I was given or awarded through a process in the Nation of Islam.
Why? And did the person who gave you the name actually, tell you why?
Just before the Million Man March, Minister Farrakhan, we had a Savior's Day event, a believers meeting. He did a congregational, he award, kind of like awarded everyone in the congregation that name, them a name Muhammad. So Muhammad means praise much or worthy of praise, basically is what it means in Arabic. I'm thankful that I would have actually received it from that congregational award because I was present at that believers meeting at the time.
Sure, Muhammad, praise be unto you, you old ass man. came here today, gave me a copy of the final call. We got bean pies.
I can get some. I got a brother who makes some mean bean pies.
So you are part of the Nation of Islam.
That is correct.
How long? How long have you been a member of the nation? You were born into the nation or
91 is when I accepted Islam, 1991.
Okay. What was that process like? What were you before? Was there a denomination, a religious identity that you had
Baptist.
Growing up? So Baptist. What yes. is Baptist? People Southern Baptist, I have no idea what the, what the difference is. So
I don't understand
Catholicism and Anglicanism is, well, the preacher can have sex in Anglicanism. Anglican pastors, they have families. Catholic pastors.
right. Good.
They got cases, so.
But Baptist is just, you know, I never, that's just what I was born into.
So same Bible.
Christian, right.
Were the services kind of, you know, full of.
Of course, man. All the
drums.
And, yes.
Beats. Very African,
back in
very
day,
modern African.
Just choir.
But was the choir director now, was the choir director always a little
flimsy?
Special. The choir director was always.
Well,
now
coming back up in my day, back in my day.
So this
no,
is Tyler Perry life. This is you lived the Tyler Perry life. That whole Baptist is that Baptist? is that Baptist?
Probably.
That whole Tyler Perry.
So.
Every movie has a church.
Any blacks in the South? That's gonna be it, man. Baptist. You know, like I say, from Virginia. You're going to have, like you said, Southern, or they can't call it Southern Baptist. I'm not sure what a Northern Baptist would look like or what that is about. But it was Christianity under the, you know, Baptist influence.
So you were how old at 1991 when you said, you know what? This ain't working for me, and I need something else.
They don't need my age, brother. They don't need my age, brother.
Man!
No, actually, no. Funny enough. Okay.
So were you in high school? Were you in college?
No.
Or were you?
Okay, I first heard or had influence at around 19, or actually in high school, 18-ish.
When you said you had influence, what does that mean?
I remember it's a brother, my man MC Peace. He was an MC. He rhymed. I think he was from.
And you're in Virginia?
His people's might, yes, sir.
Okay.
His people's, I think, might have been from New York somewhere. And he came down and he was living in Virginia. But there was a high school organization we had, Shout, Students' Hopes and Outcries United Together. And so I think with a black, some like black history or something was happening, and my man, he had used an excerpt or a portion of a speech from Minister Farrakhan to kind of publicize something that we were going to do in high school. And he sounded a lot like Martin Luther King, and the white people there didn't even know. They thought it was Martin Luther King saying what he said because he was, it was something along the lines of, you know, many of us have lost our history, our language. And by the way that some of us act, we've even lost our minds or whatever. You know what I mean? But he had that, you know, that tone that the minister has sometimes. So that was probably the earliest thing that I can recall of hearing of anything with the Nation of Islam, Minister Farrakhan. And then the brother had tapes, I think, or cassette tapes or whatever. Like you said, I'm old. Cassette tape, and he dropped something on in the car, and we was listening to a lecture. And so, you know, I was still smoking my Newports and blah, 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 doing whatever else. I drank more, smoked more, fornicated more from the age of 13 to in my high school
you
time.
You got it in early.
Than anything under Baptist Christianity or Baptist, right, Baptist practice. But the moment I start to accept principles and a teaching that cleaned me up and took that away from me, which was I actually didn't fully accept until I was 91. So I would have been 20. So just around 20, 21 years when become legal and all of that I put aside and changed and accepted a way of life that took me from that. And so it's funny. It was interesting because family, you know, the first thing when you get a new information and and the new teaching and the new way of viewing things. You know, typically the natural thing is to try to share that with, you know, the people you love, of mm-hmm. course, first of all, and let them know, hey, look, look, you're going to hell. You're going to, you know, if you don't listen to and accept this, you know, it's not going to be good for you. You need to stop, cut it out. And they used to look at me as if I was a little, you know, brainwashed, so to speak, or crazy, when I'm actually trying to encourage them to be the way that, according to the philosophy and doctrine and the teachings of Jesus, they were should have been living and acting, and they were looking at me like, huh, come on, really? They cleaning you up, and they want to call that brainwashed in the literal sense of washing my brain of filthy thoughts, filthy deeds, filthy ways of acting. I wouldn't mind being brainwashed any day.
So we got a lot of Sunday Christians and Sunday Baptists.
Yeah,
and come Monday, they're
the
out.
Society. As a whole nation of, they always try to say they're this Christian nation or what have you, and what they, as far as they're being built upon that type of doctrine, Christian belief and whatnot. Yet they, and the reality of it, it is a capitalistic, based on capitalism. Whatever makes that money is what matters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, principles of Christ, just deeds and that sort of thing don't matter to them. I mean, though there's...
So you're saying that because Mr. Man wants to build a wall, that's not Christ-like? So no, Christ did not say, thou shalt build a barrier
and
separate
right.
the 12 tribes of
exactly.
Israel. So he did not say that?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
I don't think so.
There is not a scripture in the Torah or the New Testament that clearly says
that
from the mouth of God
those things
that we
brother,
should do that?
That it wouldn't be
and
male, female.
You know, the Republican presidents who've been elected have been elected by Christians, the white Episcopalian Christians. Are you telling me that those beliefs are not Christ-like? Come on, are you blowing my mind, Mr. Muhammad?
Come on now.
You're blowing my mind. You are blowing my mind. So
nobody.
The hypocrisy of the word as delivered in the Bible, the Holy Text, and then the practice of the word, specifically by folks in power who can influence folks in this country. Are you saying there's a disconnect there?
Yes,
is that what you're saying?
Most definitely.
Come on. Are you sure?
Come on, man.
By
design.
Sure?
By design, especially for us. They made it illegal and whatnot for slaves to even read. Strip them of their name, culture, language, God, whatever form of religion that there is. Man, come on now.
Again, we can go into that, and that's there's enough YouTube videos on that to go into it.
Yes, indeed.
But did you watch one of my favorite movies that came out the last couple of years, Birth of a Nation? Did you see that?
Oh my gosh, I need to see that one. No,
you need to see Birth of a Nation. You need to see Birth of a
Nation.
The
one done by my man, what's his name?
Young
actor. Good,
one of the best movies that I've seen. And you're a thespian.
Oh man, see that's beautiful how we shift and go through, man. Because look, now listen, okay. I probably watched a little more television than I ought to.
Me too,
I need
bro.
To.
Me too.
But I love it because
who's
there's,
your show
there's
right
so
now?
Much.
What's your show right now? There's a lot. There's a renaissance in black television.
Oh, so many, man. But of course, now are you on the Power tip? You know,
I was. I haven't seen the new season of Power. The last thing I saw, Ghost was going to jail. I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. Well, I won't.
Do you watch Issa Rae show?
Insecure.
I saw an episode. Atlanta.
Oh yes, I do.
Okay.
My man.
Do you watch Black-ish?
Glover.
You watch Black-ish?
Love Black-ish. Family, something that we need to do, that we do as a family. We watch Black-ish. So brilliant, brilliant stuff there.
So as a black man, as an actor who's been in the business,
brother,
we'll get to that. What is going on with black
community
television?
Theater?
Well, that's close enough. What's going on with black theater and movies right now? Are you liking what's out there now, the variety of it? Because like you, I mean, you're a little bit older than me, but I was the same way. Television was my babysitter. Television was my babysitter
what,
in Brooklyn.
Months older than you?
God damn.
Get out of here.
Are we talking like biblical months? Are we talking like the time of Noah? You know, when folks live 800 years? Because you're a couple of years older, my brother. Ready or not, yeah.
I appreciate the content of material as it relates to Black, especially something like Blackish. What do you think about Blackish then? What do you
think about? I think it's genius. I think it's just genius is the best show on TV, and I love it. They do a walking a fine line between educating folks that need to be educated about certain issues regarding our perspective, and I understand that we are not a monolith, right? So Black folks, we don't all think the same, we don't all act the same, and that's what I love about it. It's a new type of Black folks. These are affluent, not Cosby affluent, because I think Cosby was tied to a certain Black aesthetic. Jazz and old school. Nobody fucking listens to jazz now. Who gives a fuck about jazz? Sorry, Bradford Marshall.
Wait a minute, sir. I do like jazz, thank you.
That's why you're old, nigga.
He said that's why you're old. Anywho.
But they're embracing a new aesthetic. I think Blackish is pushing forward. Cosby was giving us a reminder that we're part of this lineage. Remember the Cosby episode when they had that painting when Claire paid like $11,000 for a painting and it was over the mantle? Okay, it's us appreciating the art, the dance. And he had Miss Jameson on, who was a famous dancer. He had other people who were hearkening back a Black arts history we were not giving credence and honor to.
But that may have been kind of needed at the time.
Right, so I'm saying, so it was a good thing. All right. What I like about Blackish is not that they're dishonoring the past, but I think the conversations are going forward. Cosby was saying, you got to know who Jameson is. You got to know who the guy that got the paintings. You got to know the people that were making, Jacob Lawrence. You got to know those people. You got to know jazz. And Blackish is saying, you got to know hip-hop. You got to know, not that hip-hop is past, but it's future. It's advancing, I think.
But like you said, and like you said, they're also pushing forward.
Correct. So we're in agreement that the current state of Blackness on TV, and maybe not so much network TV, but all the other options that we have, and what I didn't like when I was extremely younger than you in 1991, what I didn't like was that it was this...
Stop it.
There was a small space, besides probably Living Color, which was a little, you know, they went out there and did some shit on the show in Living Color on Fox. But there was like Black people were this or that. Here we got Donald Glover, who's, I don't even know how to describe it in Atlanta in that show, but I love it. Or the older son on Blackish, he's freaking a nerd. He's a Black nerd. What's the last time you saw Black nerd
and that's
who's not Steve
my
Urkel?
Youngest son, and that's what I say, son, that's you. That is you. He's not necessarily a nerd. I mean, he's very
he ain't that.
My son is kind of a nerd a little bit. He's banned. He just does band wrestling now also. And I'm okay with that.
Right. He's not a nerd. Geek.
I'm so.
Because geek is a positive thing now. People who are geek, they're geeks because they're into specific things. Like Geek Squad, these are people who are electronic experts.
Right.
Is it Best Buy? Best Buy.
Yes.
That can fix your shit. So a geek now is just somebody who is just with this one area of knowledge. So it's almost an honorific. It's a good thing to be a geek. When you and I were growing up, and I reiterate, you know, you were 10 years before me. But to be called a geek in 1991 when you were 20 and I was much younger,
but look, was not the best thing in the world. Because I eat to live, brother, I looked very youthful, thank you. I bet if anyone was to see us, they couldn't tell.
Well, you living well, my brother. If you eat to live, you living well.
They couldn't tell who was.
Oh, I can tell.
They would probably think you were.
I think people on this podcast can tell. They can tell. They can't see you, but these people on the podcast won't be able to tell.
Man, get out of here. Okay.
So we gonna get back on topic. We're gonna get back on topic. We're on Ubuntu Radio with Mr. James Muhammad, born and raised in Charlottesville.
Yes,
Virginia?
Sir, that is correct.
He's a thespian, him and Ellen.
Oh, get out of here, man. That was community theater.
Community theater is where we all start, my friend. You know who was a community organizer? Do you know who started as a community organizer, Negro?
Who? Obama, was that you
That's right.
About? I knew you.
So we got to start somewhere.
I knew you were.
We're going to start somewhere. So he's a thespian, creative man, obviously got a lot of thoughts. I'm just learning that you were a convert to the Nation of Islam when you were around 20 years old, 1991, in Virginia?
Yes,
okay.
In Virginia.
And we talk about failure of organized American religion, but perhaps the hypocrisy where... And this is the thing. I think when you see folks from the Nation of Islam, they are living the word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They are, you know, the bow tie, clean cut. I am just...
Just fear God.
Just hardcore. I am following these principles. The truth is, there are already principles. There are 10 of them in... Is Deuteronomy, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Well, one of the first books of the Bible, there's 10 commandments there for people to follow. But we don't follow them. I get the sense that the folks in the nation, how did that come? Folks in the nation, they are following. No, don't even go there.
The nation.
The nation. The folks in the nation of Islam. Them boys, them follow them large dread. They will follow them large dread. Them people all over America. Them not follow the word. But the people in the nation. Me look at them boy with them bow tie. With them bean pie. With them slight eye. Them follow the word of Allah. Them follow the word of Allah.
It's funny because I had actually prayed at the time that, you know, I, as I said, when I heard a little something here and there. And that made me question, man, what is the truth? When I said I was seeking the truth, and I kind of prayed to say, you know, please let me know. This was before I accepted all of that.
Talk about the failure of religion in America in a sense that, I'm going to say wayward, open to all experiences and everything as you were as a teenager. We shift towards the negative side, the alcohol, the promiscuity, and all that stuff. Nothing wrong with it, but it's a time and place for everything, everything in moderation, and maybe you were going overboard with that. Can we agree with that?
Most definitely.
Okay, so then baptism could not rein you back in. Is it the failure of the religion and the doctrine? Or my assumption is at 21, you had come to a point when the student is ready, the teacher appears. The teacher's always there.
Right.
The teacher's shit only makes sense when the student is like, you know what?
I've been through some stuff.
Now this shit makes sense. Is it more that, or is it just an abject failure of baptism, Episcopalianism, whatever, Lutheranism, Methodism, whatever it is out there? For you at that time, the only answer was the nation?
No, I don't think so. I believe it's because of the way... Now, because I believe and I admire the leadership of certain Christian preachers, that those who actually stick to the doctrines, the philosophy of Christ and all, I can respect them. But if they continue to make sure people understand and realize that it's the principles of Christ that are really more important than anything, I can respect that all day. I believe just because of the way Christianity was used as a tool to continue and further enslave black people and their experience here in America is why it didn't, and it still in some cases don't. That's why you have, you know, more women that attend the church and that sort of thing than black men. They
in the nation?
Well, to some extent, yes. Mm-hmm. But in Christianity, they make Jesus too weak, man. You know what I mean? We come, you know, that inherent nature of us to have power and dominion over the creation or whatever as to let us make man, as it said in the scriptures, that wasn't represented by, oh, forget, you know, somebody bust you in your face, you turn around and let them bust you in the other, you know, that type of teaching was just not what's going to attract, you know, a black man if they know inherently and then what's in them to be a ruler and king as we once were in Africa, which is not what they show us, you know. So that's gonna be we just gonna be like, please. That's what that just spoke to the nature of.
So you were ready for some strength. Nature. You were ready for some acknowledgement, a power that you either naturally was in you or that you wanted.
Right, and that was very clear. You know what I mean? There were certain contradictions that would be in Christianity that I just couldn't respect and couldn't get with. It was confusing. But that was made very clear in Islam and as taught by Mr. Farrakhan, the teachings of Elijah Muhammad. It didn't leave any question as to, oh man, what? Oh, this means that, it was just made very clear and simple. It just simplified, and that's probably what did it for me and made me go to that to say that, oh man, this is it.
Again, talking here with Mr. James Muhammad, thespian. I want to get into that. Your thespian tendencies.
Ah, yes.
Community
yes.
Theater.
Yes, good.
Shakespeare.
Yes.
And all that. But to finish up, you converted to the Nation of Islam at age 20 in 1991, and you've been, you know, an active member and a. What would you call it?
I'm a registered member.
She's a registered member.
Yes, sir.
I mean, what is that life like post 9/11? Post bad immigrants and anybody who doesn't believe in American principles, which includes basically Episcopalianism. What is it like for you walking around in this atmosphere knowing that probably the things you believe may not be what the majority culture believe.
See, but we've known that though. Mm-hmm. That's nothing new. That's not new at all. I think that was another appealing thing, the nation and what I saw of it, is because as far as what we've been taught with regards to our experience in the sojourn in America is, hey, this is what you're dealing with. We want our people in America whose parents or grandparents were descendants from slaves to be allowed to establish a separate state or territory of their own, either on this continent or elsewhere. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to provide such land and that the area must be fertile and minerally rich. We believe that our former slave masters are obligated to maintain and supply our needs to the separate territory for the next 20 to 25 years until we are able to produce and supply our own needs.
But again,
now,
to me...
hold up, that's one of the wants. But then it says, because since we cannot get along with them in peace and equality, after giving them 400 years of our sweat and blood and receiving in return some of the worst treatment human beings have ever experienced, we believe our contribution to this land and the suffering forced upon us by white America justifies our demand for complete separation in a state or territory of our own.
I will never believe in separation, so I will never go along with that. I mean, we can disagree there.
Right, no
worries.
And
again, Malcolm X was to me one of the greatest Americans who ever lived in terms of understanding not just the principles of Americanism, the principles of a democracy,
mm-hmm.
but also living those. So we talk about this disconnect between the word and then the actions, people living the word. To me, Malcolm X embodied what it meant to be an American.
Okay.
It meant getting educated about anything you possibly can, to the point where you can
even self-education, because he's educated himself, correct?
To the point where you can speak with eloquence and ferocity, with righteous ferocity,
come on now,
against any and everything that is antithetical to what it means to be an American. So he was the truth. If a man who was the truth in his later years or in his more clear years come to the conclusion that separatism is, it don't make no sense. And I believe in this man.
Who said this? You're believing that's the position Malcolm came to?
Yeah, that this is not going to work in this country. Separatism ain't going to work in this country. There is no... Where are we going to go? Which part of America are we going to go to that is going to be perfect and Eden, mineral rich? There is no part of America that we're going to get... I mean, let's look at the Native Americans. What did...
Okay.
Really?
I know. I understand.
You want to be on reservations?
I understand that point, and you taking it in a literal sense. I understand that. However, America is for sale. What do the Asians do when they come over here? What did they do in New York? They came over. Did they totally assimilate? No, they created a Chinatown where all they speak is their own language. What all they do, they created themselves a whole damn China with little China. What they call it, Chinatown or Little China, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
But we're not immigrants in America, James. We're Americans.
Right.
We're not coming from someplace to be part of America. We're Americans.
We're already here. That's right. And we have been.
This history of this country embodied and embedded in us. We are part of the fabric of America.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say we make a correlation between, well, the Jews came here after World War II and they had nothing, so they had to band together to create something.
Mm-hmm.
The Asians came here in the 60s and 70s, they had nothing but their language, and they had to band together. What the only correlation is, well, the Africans came here in the 80s and 90s, and we see pockets of Africanism in cities. We see... Not, there's no Africa town. There is no Senegalese town.
But you go to
D.C., there are swaths of areas where there's a lot of Ethiopian folks and Ethiopian restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of different things. So this whole notion of black folk, black American folks establishing some separate place, we're going to have a separate thing like the Asians did. Well, we're not the Asians. I'm saying we, and it might be hypocritical of me because I was born in the Caribbean, but I'm an American. I've been here for 30 plus years in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a freaking American. So the idea that we're going to have a separate place, that's just bullshit. I will never go along with that.
Well, no,
Nation of Islam, I'm sorry, in terms of Nation of Islam points, that is just bullshit to me. Coming out just me and my crew.
sometimes I look at civil rights as something that actually destroyed us as a people, because then when we felt we could integrate, we abandoned what we were doing for ourselves and kind of having to been forced to do for ourselves. We were prosperous, had our own business, and they saw those sorts of things in some areas of the country, and they would even be so wicked and as jealous as to bomb, you know what I mean? What was it, Oklahoma?
Tulsa.
Yes, sir. Tulsa, Tulsa, Oklahoma, all of that. You know what I mean?
Were you there? This was the 1920s. were you flying the planes? Because there were planes dropping gasoline bombs. Rosewood.
Then that ties back to some of the black viewing. See, so those types of movies, Rosewood, and those things that kind of give us a historical perspective.
So you saying you weren't there? I think it's more 1921.
I'm saying I absolutely was there.
Cause you look, like you've been scarred. You look so red. In spirit, brother. You look so light skinned, like my black got burnt off you.
In spirit, brother.
You look so light skinned. Your black got burnt off you.
I was there.
So we agree, or the idea of separatism for the nation does not constitute physical places. I think people get caught up in that. I think in the 90s, for example, I remember hearing vague rumors or innuendo that there was a place in Atlanta or a community in and around Atlanta in Georgia where like black people were going, like Outkast was part of that. They were setting up their own separate kind of like commune area to kind of
idea. Shrine of the Black Madonna, something like that.
But the whole idea is not, it's not a physical space. Basically.
Okay, wait.
But let me finish this. So the advancement of culture, the advancement of civilization, modern and postmodern ideas are not about physical space. There is no physical space for an app. It doesn't exist. So I think people get caught up when we talk about this with the nation and separatism. People get caught up with the idea of physical space. So I'm agreeing with you, because I think I hear what you're saying. It's the idea of what we can do with, for example, our money. Paper, I don't walk around with dollars. Mm. I don't have money. Money as a physical thing does not exist to me. I use a card.
It's a promissory note.
But I am making physical transaction out physical stuff. My point in saying that is that we can establish a nation without having to establish a physical boundary, because there is no place. I mean, if they're going to give us land, they're going to give us the worst land in America. That is what's going to happen. So when we talk about establishing, as the nation says, a separate identity as part of one, is recognizing that we have economic power, social power. We are the influencers of modern America.
That's
right. We've always been the influencers of America.
Yes, sir.
We are the folks that advance culture. That's just the way it is. We are. And so if we recognize that, take ownership of that, and feel some sort of way about the power, the recognizing the power in doing that, like from Cosby, Jameson, or Sandman, or whoever he brought on, Placido Domingo from the old Cosby series, or bring on Stevie Wonder, or...
You surely speak well of these things, not to be as old as I.
So the whole idea, if anybody's listening, that don't get caught up in the idea of physical space. There are no... I mean, countries don't exist. We talk about capitalism.
Capitalism
is not a country.
When you were talking about it... Mm-hmm. Okay, what do they do? And not to say that that's what we're expecting the America to do or anything like that. But what did they do for the Jews in Israel? They created that. They took that from the Palestinians to create them an independent state.
Where is ISIS
for Israel? What is Israel?
Where is ISIS and Al Qaeda? Where?
ISIS and Al Qaeda.
Yeah, where is ISIS and Al Qaeda?
You mean where are they as a?
Where is ISIS and Al Qaeda?
Oh, you're saying where are they?
Yeah.
With regards to physically in that zone.
So I think this whole idea of establishing a place is an old, antiquated 19th century concept. I mean, nations are new to the world. The idea of a nation is something that was after 1850. It's new, it's 150 years old. It's 170 years old, this idea of a physical space. There used to be these empires, Byzantium empires, Roman empires. So there's this whole idea of a nation, of a place, of a boundary. That's just an old concept. Now, as a black nation, wherever the idea and the understanding of the tenets and the concepts of what it means to be a strong, powerful black man, wherever those ideas are, in a slum in Rio de Janeiro, to Cuba, to the middle of Oslo, Norway, whatever those ideas permeate and can empower people, that's where the black man exists. So this whole idea of a separate nation is an arcane, old, there are no nations anymore. There is no ISIS, there is no country. We can't bomb anywhere. You know why? Because there's dudes in Jakarta, there are dudes in Unfortunately, right here in America, there are dudes in, unfortunately, in there's a bombing in London a couple days ago or yesterday. As long as the idea of black strength, of black connection to a higher being exists, a specific nation, you know why? Because dudes, if there's a nation, they can get rid of that nation if they want to. And they being, not just white folks, anybody who is against our advancement can simply go, well, we just get rid of them. They're all right there. Let's get rid of them. I don't want you to know where I live. I don't want you to know where I am. But what I do want you to know is that my idea is going to exist beyond me. And my idea is more important than me. And I think that is what religion and spirituality is. It's the idea of God. The idea of God that permeates through me, just like you were talking about that light bulb. Who gives a shit where the source is? Who gives a shit where the location is? But it's the light. It's the light. It's the power. It's the brightness. It's the brilliance. It's the luminescence that's emanating from that. And if that's me here now, and I can transmit that to my son, and my son ends up wherever he wants in the world, who gives a shit what the location is?
As far as actually doing something, it's crazy because growing up, you know, I was always like, I used to entertain my grandmother and her friends, you know what I mean, in the living room, just doing, you know, just.
It's the old Eddie Murphy story.
Really? Seriously?
This is every comedian. We used to entertain people. This is Kevin Hart, Eddie Murphy, used to entertain their family.
Oh, right, of course. So that, I did a little something in maybe like elementary, like skits, because I didn't really do plays. What I considered serious was when I did the community theater piece in VA.
How old were you?
Probably what, 30? Coming up on 30 or so. And I was like, you know what, let me audition. Or I think the first one was Venus, which is a story about, excuse me.
The Williams Sisters?
What was that, Susie Lauren?
Is that the Williams Sisters? By the tennis?
No, really.
What else have you done in community theater?
I did, after that, The Wiz. I was the Tin Man in The Wiz.
So, The Wiz. Who was the Tin Man in the film? Was it Nipsey Russell?
Yes, Nipsey Russell.
So, you were Nipsey Russell?
Yeah.
Do you remember any monologue from The Wiz?
What, from The Wiz?
Yeah.
Slide some oil to me. That little song, slide
that sounds
oil
pornographic.
To me. Ooh.
That sounds pornographic, dog.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure that's...
Brother, I was a tin man,
was,
brother.
Was it The Wiz with a WH?
I needed...
Or was it The Wiz?
There you go. So The Wiz,
there
tin
I
man.
Go, there I go.
There I go. Then, Darker Face of the Earth.
Darker Face of the Earth, Wesley Snipes documentary?
He said the darker... You wrong, Wesley. Hey,
ooh,
man.
Who?
Forgive him, brother. Ooh. Forgive him.
When The Wiz came out live on NBC, mm-hmm. I remember reading this comment like, oh man, if this was an all-white cast, people would be up in arms. But there was an all-white cast. It's called The Wizard of
Oz. The Wizard of Oz. Don't they make... Isn't that the dumbest? That's the dumbest. Just like when they say all lives matter.
You don't think all lives matter, dog?
When the whole point of saying black lives matter is because we've been treated as though it doesn't or we don't.
So, James, you don't think, is it because you're Nation of Islam that you don't think all lives matter?
Man, I truly believe all lives matter.
So then what you saying, James?
But they're missing the point of that.
So explain
it
to me, James.
Man, I just
said you don't understand why all lives matter. So that means you hate all
lives. I didn't
say
that.
James.
I said I don't understand why people.
There's a book in the Bible about you, brother.
Why people.
There's a book in the Bible. Be careful.
I don't understand why people then, when they say that, oh, but all lives matter. They're missing the whole point.
What are
of,
they missing? Please,
just like
to educate them.
With BET, just like they don't realize that, okay, all of
that racist ass network.
Come on now.
When's the last time you saw what besides Gary Olson? Was the last time? And all the money.
Is it a racist?
It's network? Viacom, so it's white money. But
if there was parity on these platforms and such, there would be no need to have a way to voice our experiences and what we have to say to then separate it or make it a BET, a Black Lives Matter.
So are you telling me, James, I want to make sure I understand this. So our Secretary of Education, Nancy DeVos, I believe that's her name, last year said...
Was it DeVos? That, DeVos, or was
right,
DeVos?
She said at a speech at a historically black college and university, said that it was a wonderful thing that these universities have been existing for the past 150 years or so.
HBCUs.
Because they were already ahead of the curve in terms of providing services for black... Like, they were already advancing that cause. What you're saying, that BET exists because there was not another platform, another arena, another stage, so to speak,
as a thespian
for black folks to express
stage, yes,
our art. So, are you telling me that you don't think HBCUs were established in deference to white culture because white culture said, we don't think you should be educated?
Right, they say we own this. Look, niggas, you the captives.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, that was it.
Stockholm. That's what it is. Stockholm syndrome.
Thank
I knew
you.
It wasn't Oslo.
No, Oslo is for it, but if people, because I was going to use that as a reference Stockholm in my writing, but Stockholm is an individual
syndrome.
Piece.
That's what it is.
So, what was your question? What did you say?
My question is, how old are you?
And I'm as old as the planet.
So, in the beginning, there was a hum from a poet whose pulse fell drunk.
Listen to this. So you're high yellow brother. You're team light skin. Let's just go down that path.
Really?
Colorism. Let's go.
Well, let's heard of Willie Lynch,
end
brother.
On something
you're
like colorism.
You're feeding into Willie Lynch, brother.
Let's end on something like colorism. So I always wonder this. I see a lot of light skinned brothers like to keep their hair short, and I'm wondering, is it because you're losing your hair, or because keeping it short helps you pass? It helps you pass because there's no fro. There's no fro.
No.
When's the last time you had?
You had anything above
1 inch on your head?
Who else now? Who are you talking about?
When's the last time
who
you had anything above 1 inch on your head?
Of the high yellow
Jesse Williams
content that keeps the low cut.
Jesse Williams.
Well, you know
Michael Ealy.
But you know he's half
Michael
original.
Ealy.
Both of them half originals, man. They part black, part white. They got a white parent or something like that.
Look, we already said
I have
somewhere
both my
in your lineage,
black. Both my
a black,
black
woman got raped, and that's why you look like this.
Okay, and?
So my point is, get back to the question, Negro. Why do the light-skinned brothers love to keep their hair short?
Brother, I think for me personally.
Or they go opposite and go dreadlocks.
For me personally.
Overcompensate.
For me personally. Mm-hmm. And you should know. Well, I don't know. You have the dreads and everything.
I'm a dark. I'm Team Wesley Snipes.
That hasn't affected your hair and it getting. Doesn't
no,
it?
No, my dad has dreads.
Because it does
hair.
Your.
My hair is not going anywhere. All praises be to hair. My hair is going.
Praises be to hair.
All praises be to my dad's follicular strength.
But what? How does that explain
hair.
That for some that rock the dreads?
Why are you skipping
and
the
then
question?
They, hold on, wait.
The question.
And they end up losing their
this
hair.
This is about you, Negro. Why? Is
like
this
Stevie
the
Wonder,
brothers,
he rocked a little.
The light skinned brothers.
And that brother got
keep,
like a Shaolin monk.
Stevie, we forgive Stevie because he can't see how far back his hairline.
But who has done
gone.
Him that way, man?
Mm? Who among us?
All right. So what are you saying about your foolish question?
The question is
what.
You team light skin.
Okay.
Why do the light skin brothers like to keep their hair? They don't go about more than
I can't
half
speak
an inch.
For other brothers, although I've been said to have looked. Some people have said, "Oh, you remind me
you
of Jason
Dominican.
Pitts." Jason Pitts. No, remember the game? Your boy Jason.
I've never
Pitts.
Watched the game.
Oh, no worries.
You look like George Costanza to me, but that's just
George
something
Costanza.
Else.
Are you serious? Keep it low. Ask The Rock. Now I think he might have been because he was getting going bald and everything. But as for me though. I had even thought about maybe letting my hair grow. Now, I do have a receding hairline. And even in growth, I could still
receding?
Rock it being
it's gone,
long.
Bro.
Man,
it's
you
gone.
Know what? Be quiet.
It's
man.
Gone. It's
be
not
quiet.
Receding. It's
but
left.
I keep my low for maintenance.
Your hairline has left the building.
You damn wrong for that. That sounds like some of my students, how they do. The only thing they try to bust on each other is about somebody's hairline and whatnot. You sound as bad as a fourth
you
grader.
Need to just
okay,
stop wearing the
just
head.
To let you know.
Why are you wearing the headband, James? Why are you wearing the
Oh my God, why don't he like, oh no, I am not like him. I do not fight anything like that. of my hairline, please.
You like Floyd Mayweather. You like Floyd Mayweather with a hair. You just defensive. You just bruh, defensive.
I just
boxing.
Keep it low.
Bob and
I
weave, James. Low, Bob and weave. Bob and weave, James.
Maintenance, because I ain't got time to be trying to, you know, prying
the. You're the maintenance man?
Man, please. I just
you're the janitor with your. You're the janitor with your.
Low
you need to be fired. You need
low
to be
maintenance.
Fired. You need to be
you
fired.
You have to worry about it. You can
ain't
just
nothing
go.
Working. Ain't nothing working.
And still look good. Now, I do believe in having a little.
She has to, though.
Because if I have it low like this, I got to have some facial hair.
You look like Ming the Merciless, brother. You look like Flash Gordon.
he said Ming the Merciless.
You look like Ming the motherfucking Merculus.
Look at, ooh. And wait a minute. He's sitting here talking about age.
I got a beard.
With all kinds of gray.
I have a beard.
Who? I'm telling you, audience,
I mean,
listen.
What's wrong with
if
gray,
you
James?
Were to see both of us,
what's
you
wrong?
Would be wondering... Who is older?
What is wrong with
you? Like, this dude is.
This is wisdom.
This dude has to be older than James.
This is wisdom.
Has to be older than
this is wisdom, James.
He has to be older than
this. This is wisdom, James. This is wisdom.
No, that's the lack of zinc, actually, they say.
This is wisdom. I'm great
that's
because
great.
I have been through
the
some
lack
shit,
of zinc.
And I can see some shit that's coming. You know, your hair is going. I've seen it. I don't want to be part of it.
I have a small. And that's another thing because I do have a small pool of a gray patch
you
of hair that
go,
if I allow my joint to grow, it would be visible. And
you
I'm not
like,
for that.
You look like the Brad of Frankenstein if you let that thing grow.
why the bride, man? What's up with this whole Caitlyn
I don't
and
know.
Jenna? This trend.
I'm not
and then trying to.
Because I know the brothers in the nation are very. Are very adamant about being
that's
strong
right. You know, we
black
have
men,
that stuff,
being
man.
Strong black
men.
Men
that, that's right.
So how does a nation feel about homosexuality?
Oh, you know how we feel.
I don't know how you feel.
You know exactly
I don't
how
know. I don't know. Please elucidate
we
us.
Say this, we feel the same way that the God feels about it.
How does God feel about it?
Brother.
Well, why did he make it if he,
it's
didn't,
not
if
exactly.
he didn't feel
didn't
some kind of way
it.
About it?
Didn't
he made
make it.
He made it.
Did not make it.
He made it. Everything that's on here is a product of God.
Check it, check it, check it, check it.
How did
check
you
it,
not make this?
Check it, though. There is God, or as we say, Allah, has a...
All an, praises be.
He has, that's right, has an active will and a permissive will. If anything, permitted and allowed it to use it as a teaching tool, as to as he's done in many things that of... That won't last.
Homosexuality won't last. It's been here since
the
creation of man, my brother. 10% of the human population, recorded history, says that they are swinging that way. So what is... We're going to go down another rabbit hole. I get the feeling right now. It's been here. It's been here. It's part of human nature.
So, but right, just as sex is, but you can't... There's perversions to just about everything, right? Everything, there's a positive and there's a negative to everything.
Like Donald Trump is a perversion of the political process, yes.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yo, don't talk about that. Like, you know what? That dude is a, you know, he was a, what, 30 years or so a Democrat? And then just all of a sudden he's going to take on and act as though he's a Republican and whatnot, man. You know, he's faking the people out. Like, I don't
know.
He's a
demigod. He's a demi-crap.
Man, he's faking.
P with a P at the end. Demi-crap.
Man, he's faking the people out. How do we go from wherever we were talking about?
Because you don't want to answer the question.
Black, what?
You don't want to answer the question.
I said the reason why
I
keep my head.
Homosexuality. Is homosexuality a state of nature?
Oh, no, I don't think so. No, not as far as the natural
order. If animals exhibit it, and there have been studies that prove that in the animal culture, it's...
But this way of life, as it's been established, has become so contrary to nature, they've jacked up the entire environment. And the natural ecosystem of things, man, has been so jacked up. But this was said in the scriptures and whatnot, man. This was said that it would happen.
Hello, Jesus. Jesus, children. Jesus loves you. Jesus, children. Hello, children. Jesus loves you, America.
Okay, you also mentioned something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says would happen. That is a race war. Any beliefs in future forecasting, to me, is a product of where you are. You cannot possibly conceive of the future. All you do is you take the present, and whatever the present is, and go, oh my God, it's never going to change.
You said what? Like you said you cannot possibly do
you
what?
You cannot possibly take the... You cannot future forecast without taking into consideration the present. My point being... If Elijah Muhammad grew up and anybody before, let's say the 1970s arbitrarily, grew up as a black man in America in the inner city going, there has to be a coming race war because these motherfuckers are against us. These motherfuckers are against us. Like a soldier, now are you standing for everything? Talk about. So my point being, the projection of a race war is just looking at what is, like, if I'm in St. Louis today, there were riots in St. Louis yesterday.
Yes, yesterday, right. Carrying
if
on.
If I'm a young man in St. Louis, of course there's going to be a race war because I see it. I see this thing going on right now. So all I'm in that emotion, in that energy going, there has to be a race war. There's coming. So this idea of Elijah Muhammad forecasted a race war, of course he would. If you lived at any point in America between 1910 and 1965, there is a race war coming. So this whole idea of a race war, to me, is just a product of where you are and what you're doing right now. You know what the people in Fallujah are saying? My God, there's a war coming. You know what the people in Afghanistan are saying? There's a war coming.
What's your point?
What is your point? That there's not a race war coming. There is no race war coming. There is no race war coming.
You don't believe this.
There is no race war coming.
I don't believe this.
There is no race war coming. My point is, if you lived at this. Any point in American history, you could say that. So the idea of him saying it whenever he said it and me saying it, there hasn't been a race war when he said it. And if I say it now and say, well, in 20 years there's going to be a race war, no, because it never happened. It ain't going to happen.
Okay.
It ain't going to happen.
All right.
It ain't going to happen.
That's what you believe, surely.
Anybody who says it is going to promote it and make it happen.
That could be. That could happen. I'm trying to figure out what that has to do with whatever you said with the homosexuality piece and everything else.
Oh, we're jumping around, bro. We jumping around. I just went on to the.
All right, but okay, but oh, it stemmed from your saying with the Caitlyn Jenner piece or Caitlyn Bruce Jenner, whatever.
Bruce Jenner's gonna start the race war.
Trans.
What is that what you say?
No. I don't even like that whole setup, man. Transgender stuff. Back in our day, yes, our day, not my day.
Your day, Nico.
No, our day.
Your day. You're older than me.
That was considered trannies or transvestites, not being so. So now they try to evolve that and to make it something deeper as to what it to me, in my opinion, is an absolute. Mental disorder. That's a disorder.
Okay. Next time, we're going to go into that. Because the Indian civilization has a separate group, male, female, and hijras. I remember reading this in World History. Gosh. They have hijras. And these are people, once you look at it, these are people who were feminized, men who dress, and they have a separate category for them. And they've been in existence in the Indian culture for millennia. So Indian this whole notion.
Indian and not as a Native American, but other.
As Jay-Z would say, red dot. Red dot.
The red dot.
The red dot.
And what is that? Now, what is that?
Hijras.
Hijras. These are
a third sex. And it's basically, I believe, men that dress as women and act more effeminate. And they're accepted. They're accepted as, that's just a hijra. That's who he is. So okay. This whole, and that's right, so, millennia, so, that's so, thousands of years in the Indian culture.
So now, how has America then, now what have they, what's the spin that they put on that then?
What do you mean?
Because now they're saying that.
Well, it's for votes, dude.
All right, since you've studied this.
I haven't, no. I just remember this from world history growing up.
Where did you grow up again?
I grew up. Nigga, don't be questioning where I grew up. It's not about where I grew up. Like I said, it's not about location. It's about what I know.
No, I'm serious because
it's about knowledge.
I didn't get this information when I was growing up.
I grew up in Brooklyn Tech, my friend. But I remember reading this in middle school. I remember reading it again.
Wow. So you guys
in high school
up north.
Hijras.
You guys up north had a better quality
a third sex of people in Indian culture. And I could be wrong, but I remember that.
Wow.
That's what I remember.
Well, I think you need to revisit that. to see just to confirm and verify if it's even relevant to that of the transgender piece, where they're saying now, oh, I was born physically one way, but within I feel that I'm contrary to my physical existence.
Look, like you were born. You were born a head-haired American. But are you a head-haired American now? No! You're a bald-ass. So you can be born one way, but reality says something else. I tell you what.
I do not fall for the whole trend. It's difficult for me to have respect for that because...
Because you're in a nation of Islam
that
promotes a vision of masculinity that is antithetical to everything that they are.
No. Because, okay, for that to be made acceptable is just... ludicrous. It's ludicrous.
But I'm telling you that the Indian culture has been around longer, because you started off part of this discussion as saying...
And they had a third sex. That or gender. Third gender.
The Bible, the Quran, all those texts are 6,000 years old, and the earth is billions of years old, so the supposition is that there has to be something before that. So we're talking about a culture before the Bible that accepted hijras.
Wait, you're trying to rely on memory of 40 years ago when you
we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, Ubuntu Radio is done as of right now. This is Mr. James Mohammed. James, thank you very much for coming over today, talking to us about all these things. We're going to edit all this, put it all together. And this is the first of hopefully a series of conversations with you. We can sit down and talk about modern life, movies.
Oh, look, and I really want to touch on power because...
Why do you want to touch it? Why do you want to touch it?
Touch on power, sir. Now, my wife, granted, now she actually attends a Baptist church, and I go in support of her. And so it's funny that I have not yet heard the preachers found a way to intertwine that in some kind of way. I see that our brother Coitus Jackson, a.k.a. 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Don't get it twisted now, because I want you to put paper in the collection, not 50. No 50 Cent. 50. But I believe he's been influenced by the spirit. Because he has characters like James St. Patrick. Saint Patrick.
Amen.
And his name is James. That's like one of the books in the Bible. But you see, James, being a club owner of what club is it? It's called Truth. The club Truth.
Amen.
Is what he owns. But on his alter life and alter ego, he is named Ghost. He is named Ghost on the street.
Hallelujah.
But the only thing that, in order for you to experience and gain some power, is through the Holy Ghost. His love interest in throughout that film being Angela or an angel.
So we're gonna get into all that stuff next time on Ubuntu. Mr. James Mohammed,
my man.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
My brother. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully this turns out right. I don't know yet.
Let's do it though.